Hi, this is Joshua Camp from the band Chicha Libre, and you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I take the electric accordion to outer space and beyond.
Okay.
Okay, I just closed out that set. Oh. Yeah, no, we can do business later. Okay, yeah, I just closed out that set, Noir Désir, Un Jour en France, What Day in France, and he's, of course, the man famous for having killed his girlfriend in Myth, Lithuania. Just got out of jail. Heard they're getting back together. They say Kale before that. Mieux vaut tard que jamais. Better late than never. And, I think that might have been it. I was deleting everything to try and make the times fit. Let's see, did I miss anything? Oh, Toxico the Addict, yeah. So that's everything. And like I said, see ya, La Anne. It's such a good movie.
Okay, cool. So, last hour here. This is JJ, one of them Swedish bands that I love so much, with Intermezzo. Up next is going to be a new song by Y. Off the Eskimo Snow album.
Oh, yeah, why? So what is the word that is most used in pop songs titles?
It's I. Our starts, that was a trivia night earlier.
And Eric apparently got that right. I thought it would have been the.
No, I was pretty good at... Well, I made some mistakes on trivia night. I can't really say that I'm that good. Anyway, so as I was saying earlier... Like, if you've ever been to one of these hippie festivals, you realize that, like, walking around, it's like you're living in the apocalypse. Like, everybody's in their tent. Some people provide the food. Some people provide, many people provide the drugs. And it's sort of run in its own little society. And it's just so crazy. And I'm pretty sure...
You've got enforcers who keep... Like, things in line as to what is legit and what is not.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know. You've got freedom fighters that fight for the right. I don't know. It's just crazy. So, I'm right, too. Like, I'm pretty sure once the apocalypse happens, there'll be, like, Bonnaroo will be a city, not a festival. The great city of Bonnaroo, run by the Wookiee King, Elzrazar, who, It's just has nitrous tanks sitting around him. It'll be great. Anyway, this is why. Coming up.
Thank you. ex-boyfriends, boxers. I wanna operate from a base of hunger. No longer be ashamed and hide my tears in shower water while I lather for pleasure. I wanna speak at an intimate decibel with the precision of an infinite decimal, to listen up and send back a true echo of something forever felt but never heard. I want that sharp and still a truth in every word. The small fry in the bow tie dies first, acting wild like the spirit of God moving after church, faking he's hard like he's packed down dirt.
Something, I'll take a little something for the pain.
Cause it's a rush hour, and I started folding until in one precious doll I had poured in all of Siberia. And I said, love, here ya go. She said, too little too late. A trip to the Nile, where I started swimming upstream till I found out we found the spring growing. God's purest water from above the Father to heal her. She said, too little too late. I sailed to Komodo, I fought with the dragon. Was over, their tails were wagging. For I taught them tricks. Sit, sit, dragon, sit upon her head. She said, it's a little too late.
Yeah. One. Two. Three.
Parlor with a moon across her face.
Thanks. Thanks. Sorry, I fucked that up. I love that song.
All kinds of excuses for not saving energy. I'll turn it off later.
So we don't have those Energy Star appliances. Maybe it's time to stop making excuses
and save the energy and resources we can.
You just never know what people will need in the future.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hey, everybody. So that was Franklin with Inventor of Loud, back from 1999. Before that was Robin Pecknold from Fleet Foxes with the cover of Two-Headed Boy. Mission to Burma with 123 Party. The Dodos with Fables. Ramona Falls with Russia Drummer. With Feel Good Together, solo or side project of the drummer from the Black Keys. Raid Paley from 2000 with the... how do you say that word, Kamen? You're much smarter than I am. This one right here.
Anesthetist
song. Okay, I get it. And The Blackest Purse by Y. Started that off, and so it's the last half hour. What are you gonna do?
Okay, yeah, this is gonna be the clean hour once again. Got some dirty song titles, though. Up next, I've been waiting for this album to come to the station forever. I think I played something from it 2 weeks ago, but I'm still excited about it. It's Mika Miko, and the song's called Sex. It's an awesome album. They're all about 1 minute and a half long songs, which is really cool. That was a Breathless soundtrack, just making it classy before I got into this Mika Miko. Into Foreign-Born, Camperfan, Beethoven, Morphine, etc., etc.
Right.
Enjoy the Mika Miko.
See ya. We'll be right back.
chicks. I would die for hippie chicks. I would fight for hippie chicks. I would die for hippie chicks. We might stop and surf a bit, but I would fight for hippie chicks. We might stop and skate a bit, but I would die for hippie chicks. Nine Mile Beach, he's so crunchy, wearing skaters knitted caps. He takes my oath but doesn't even seem to smile or
thank you. when there's no earthquakes. The mother people's anxious questions, no nervous wrecks.
Out in the valley, and he hung his wild ears on a nail that he drove through his wife's forehead. He sold used office furniture out there on San Fernando Road and assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25%, put a down payment on a little two-bedroom place. His wife was a spent piece of used jet trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, had a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease and was totally blind. They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, the whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan. They were so happy. One night, Frank was on his way home from work. He stopped at the liquor store, picked up a couple of Mickey's Big Mouths, drank them in the car on the way to the Shell station, got a gallon of gas in a can, drove home, doused everything in the house, torched it, parked across the street laughing. Watching it burn, all Halloween orange and chimney red. Frank put on a top 40 station, got on the Hollywood freeway, and headed north. Never could stand that dog.
Some Richmond boys. Cubs got the rhinoceros. Just played Morphine, Let's Take a Trip Together, Camper Van Beethoven with Hippie Chicks, Foreign Born with Winter Games, Mika Mika Sex, Marshall Salal, New York Herald Tribune. Cubs got the rhinoceros again. And the song, The Cure for Hunger. Which is cool because the Morphine album was called The Cure for Pain. Anyways, see y'all.
Shows jugs of fill it in that pale moonlight. by the juniper while the fire burns bright. You can watch those jugs a-filling in that pale moonlight. Mama, she makes whiskey, Grandma made it too. We ain't paid no whiskey tax in 1792. Just sit by the juniper while the fire burns bright. You can watch those jugs a-filling in that pale moonlight. Those jugs a-filling in that pale moonlight. God bless you, copper kettle, may you never stop. Just listen to that whiskey go drop, drop, drop. Just sit by the juniper while the fire burns bright. You can watch those jugs a-filling in that pale moonlight. In that pale moonlight. In that pale moonlight. In that pale moonlight.
There, Vetiver. That was Save Me a Place, live from somewhere or other. Right now in the background, you are listening to the rousing sounds of Klezmer. This is this guy Schwartz playing Mitzvah Tanz. Really cool song. But that set, Vetiver, Save Me a Place, Arise Sweet Donk, another local girl. It's Miss Allison Self. I believe that now that the recording player is gone, they have moved on to other projects. That song was Copper Kettle, Cub Scout and the Rhinoceros before that, Cure for Hunger. And I'd forgotten to say earlier that I played also Tom Waits' Frank's Wild Years. Awesome. Got one more song left to fit in, and it's called The Mushroom Hunter by Ersatz Musica. It's friggin' weird, and I hope y'all enjoy. See ya.
All right, thanks for listening to The Odyssey Hours. We all love you.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, bye-bye. Stay tuned for The Breakfast Blend also.
Yeah, say it quickly.
Доверчив ты очень, у нас в Шатурторфе грибов, как в Зарайске, а может и больше. Иду и корзинку несу. Кто знает места, тот найдет и в Рошале. Тут важно быть первым в лесу. Доверчив ты очень, ты думал, все правда, а нет, все неправда опять. Думал, был август, иллюзии жил. Старался быть разным, не каждый день пил. Опята должно быть, а нет, не они. То ложные или совсем не они. Доверчив ты очень, опята опять. Не ложные, нет, где мой ножик собрать? Солить, если завтра, то в полдень нельзя. Придет грузовик в два забор городить. А после пяти, нет и после пяти. Сказали 5 соток, а дали по 3. Где ножик? Вот 2 подосиных, ага. Скорбеев собрал у залужья вчера. Таких нет поменьше почти ничего. Мой каждый, как оба его. Сказали 5 соток, а дали по 3. Все ж очень доверчив, крути не крути. А гриб, вот растение, растет, не цветет. Ни веток, ни листьев, один корнеплод. Березы, рябины, ахматик, ети. Сказали 5 соток, а дали по 3. Питателен белый и лучше других. Во всем он у русских любимейший гриб. А вот у швейцарцев, где белых полно, совсем несъедобным считают его. Читал это в книге «В мире грибов» Молодчиков, автор А.И. Еще он писал, тут согласен я с ним, компанию любят они. Сам видел не раз, как в опавшей листве стоят по 2 и по 3. Но то было раньше, сейчас что-то нет. Кругом одни валуи.